Welcome to the latest episode of CarePoints. I'm your host, Kenny Schiff, Director of Analytics for Lone Star Communications, and also the Director of Marketing for the Alero Solutions Group. Today's episode is part of my continuing series of conversations with my collaborators at Lone Star, customers, partners, notable folks in the healthcare and tech industry. It is my pleasure to introduce to you today the new president of the Alero Solutions Group, Jeff Richard, and Lone Star's R&D Director, Justin Bailey, and CTO. Welcome, Jeff and Justin.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
Alero's mission is for customers to get the most out of new and existing technology systems, whether the customer bought from us in the past or not. We continue to excel with NurseCall, but with Alero, we can do so much more. Our team is comprised of select Lone Star members, as well as a small circle of technology companies in which Lone Star has invested, all under the Alero umbrella. I'm going to be talking to Jeff and Justin about where Lone Star is headed and how it's a natural progression for the Lone Star family of companies. Let's start with Justin. You started working at Lone Star in the late 90s and have seen some dramatic changes in the business. You're in a unique position to tell our audience about the great legacy Lone Star has in healthcare and share why leadership is investing heavily in innovation and expanded consultative services offering. Justin.
Thanks, Kenny. Yeah, so our mission statement has always been to deliver the right product the first time, on time, no exceptions. And our brand promises are to improve the caregiver's day, the patient's stay, or hospital operations and metrics. So to your point, Kenny, yes, that's exactly what we're doing. We are doubling down with that. You know, over the years that I've been here, you know, we've just taking our training program as an example, we have expanded from a trainer in the beginning to a much more comprehensive team that actually is there to help consult and help make decisions with the customer as a partner. So that is one example of how we have evolved over time. Another one is our training in test labs. So we've actually built a R&D lab team that we use to also train not just customers but ourselves during the onboarding process. And we also are able to test and vet workflows. And then finally, over time, as we've grown, we've moved into the world of acquisition, as you know, Kenny. With CareSight, but also we have also acquired a software platform that we use that I think we'll be talking about here in a little bit, as well as other distributorships to help grow our territory.
Yeah, so you've taken a good thing, listened to what your customers needed, and built all kinds of additional products and services on top of that.
Yep, exactly.
So Jeff, let's turn to you. You were actually a Lone Star customer when you worked for Baylor Scott & White, where you were for over 10 years in one of the largest health systems in the United States. You have some unique insights of what it's like to be a customer, what customers are struggling with, and what would be most impactful for them. So now, as president of the Alero Solution Group, what's your vision of how Alero Solutions can build off the Lone Star legacy to play on a bigger solutions and consulting stage?
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. So I think I'll start with a point that Justin made. I mean, the 32-year reputation of Lone Star is quite strong and has great relationships, and a lot of time has been spent cultivating relationships with our customer base. This is primarily around nurse call solutions, but coming from the customer side and having experienced the IT side of healthcare in a large organization as well as the informatics side, there's a lot of gaps in the clinical practice environment. And I would go so far as to say even into the operational environment where there are metrics that COOs, CFOs, and CEOs are looking at. So I think it's important that Lone Star sticks to core business and really what has made the company so successful to this point. And you know as well as I do, that's how you came to us, right, Kenny, through the acquisition of CareSight and the partnership with a couple of other solutions. You know, that the combination of those things is really what's going to propel Lone Star forward, but also make Alero Solutions Group successful within the in partnership within the Lone Star install base, but well beyond that. You know, there are opportunities in the healthcare practice environment for us to provide an augmentative solution, and that's what we plan to do with Alero.
Great. So let's turn to Justin for the next question. So how should Lone Star customers think about this new entity? What changes? What stays the same?
Well, from our customer's perspective, the new entity doesn't change anything with the relationship. You know, it's still going to be through Lone Star, and they're still going to come to the same people that they've worked with. And then our team, Lone Star, will then pull in Alero when the time is right. So really from them, it's should be a pretty seamless, almost a transparent change, I suppose.
So all the good things that the customers are used to and lots more, right? So
exactly.
more of the same, but better. And I would even say that, you know, one thing that I kind of left out was our professional services consultative arm with Dr. Donna Montgomery and her team. Mm-hmm. You know, historically, that's been the quote unquote training component attached to the core business of Nurse Call. But we've got some really talented people within that team that truly can provide consultative services when it comes to clinical workflow evaluation, leveraging the analytics that we get through CareSight and now Alero Insights to really provide a broader picture well beyond Nurse Call of what's going on in the clinical environment.
So let's continue with you, Jeff. So the association between Roland Borg and Lone Star has been fundamental to Lone Star's success and arguably Roland's success in the Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas markets. It's been an important backbone for over 32 years. Does anything change in that regard, Jeff?
I think from a Lone Star perspective, Kenny, I think not. I mean, there is, you know, I mean, it's 32 years of success, right? And you know, nothing indicates that the Nurse Call industry or Roland Borg or any of the components that have made it successful to this point are going anywhere. And I still feel like that's a core we need to continue to stick to and leverage in our relationship with the customer. But, you know, we have a real opportunity to stand behind what we say we're going to do and transform healthcare through innovation. And that's the piece that Alero Solutions, many of us have been, you know, we've spent 12 months or 18 months, whatever it's been, seems like yesterday, but you know, we've spent a lot of time evaluating where the gaps are with the customers, listening to our customers, but also evaluating the technologies that would help fill those gaps. And I think we've done a great job pulling, you know, a meaningful group of solution owners, and some of which Lone Star owns, pulling those together in a comprehensive way to complement and augment not only the Nurse Call system, but other clinical solutions that are in the environment, such as Epic or patient monitoring. There's really an opportunity to help translate some of that data and communicate it out to the people that need to see it at the right time.
So let's turn to you, Justin, to talk a little bit more about Alero. We've heard it's a platform with different functionality modules. What does that mean? What are some of the things that we're tackling from a technology and usage standpoint?
Well, I mean, I think I've said it tongue in cheek in the past, the grand unified theory of healthcare technology in a sense. But, you know, it's many components, best in breed. It's partners that we've been working with in the industry that we feel has the best offering in this kind of this new world. And what we've done is we've partnered with them, brought them in, and actually built a system together with them to maximize the value that each brings to the table. And from the end user's perspective, it's totally meant as a seamless integration, one that they ideally will not even know is an integrated solution, that to them, it's one thing, and that thing is Alero.
And one of the threads to reinforce something that Jeff said is that customers have depended on Lone Star for so long as their trusted advisor. And perhaps in the past, we may have been limited as to some of the things that we could do beyond our core business. But Alero offers us a opportunity to take all the things we do great, including our partners like Roland, and do so much more with it. So, Jeff, let's go to you to talk a little bit about the future. So it's early 2024. What's next for Alero? What does the new year bring?
Lots of hope and promise, Kenny. Obviously, we'll continue to nail down the Alero solution platform from a technical perspective through Justin and many others within the group, with Lone Star and Alero Solutions Group working collaboratively. But we've got a huge focus on investment partners, quite honestly. We really want to get Alero out to the masses and to market and begin to show the value of it in the clinical practice environment. You know, we're focused on three specific customers within the Lone Star market currently, but we're certainly looking for others outside of the Lone Star market. And the primary focus that we're leading with right now is a problem that exists in healthcare, has existed in healthcare for quite some time, and that's fall prevention or falls in general. Lots of technologies are in the environment. There are tools and fall prevention bundles that are being used. And quite honestly, they're not necessarily being used successfully or reducing falls. Patients are still getting injured and length of stay is growing, you know, things like that. So that's outside of the technical piece of Alero Solutions, which, you know, we know we have to deliver it to the customer. We're really focusing on the opportunities to make a difference and an impact very quickly. And be able to provide value and positive outcomes for the patients and the clinicians and the customers that we serve.
And measurable results.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
So, as we've all talked about it together, the promise for our customers is, because we're not carpetbaggers, we're going to be there with them. It's our responsibility to not only give them the technology and also the services necessary, but also to show that it actually works and there's evidence to support that.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much, Jeff and Justin, for chatting with me today on CarePoints. And to those of you who are watching and listening, I encourage you to hit the like button and also subscribe so that you can find out when there are new episodes. And use your favorite podcasting service, whether it's Apple or Spotify. And visit us at our podcast page at www.lonestarcom.com/podcast. That's www.lonestarcom.com/podcast. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day.